When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, as we mentioned in the crossover, arguably our top story today coming from the 1620 Slack desk. The greatest draft in sports for media junkies, which is us, and I don't know, we think you guys are interested in this stuff. It's college football news. The Big Ten football draft begins today. No, they are not. It's not a fantasy draft where you strip all the players from their teams and then they just draft the best players. By the way, oh man, I just thought of something. Where would Dylan Raiola go in the Big Ten draft?
Our sweet baby Dylon?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just humor me here for 10 seconds.
Okay.
If you took everybody off.
I don't know.
If you took everybody off of the Big Ten, there are Big Ten teams right now, and you did a Big Ten only player draft. How long would you and you get that person for the rest of their eligibility, or at least that's the plan. Mm-hmm. I guess they could theoretically transfer or whatever, but you're getting new baby boy, freshman Dylon.
Dylon.
He'd be one of the first 10 picks.
Yeah,
right?
I feel comfortable in that. Yeah, that feels good. I mean, much like the NFL draft, I mean, you want to get the quarterback first, probably, mm-hmm. right? You start there and you kind of go from there.
Now, does Ohio State get first pick or does.
Great question. Who gets the first pick?
The worst team in the conference.
Let's see. Let's see if we can get anything on this, like if there's like a way too early Big Ten conference, you know, all conference team or something. I mean, obviously, like Ohio State's gonna have a lot of guys. Will Howard is gonna be their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
How high does he go in the draft?
Would Indiana or UCLA be the worst team?
Would Dylon go higher in the draft than Will Howard would go in the draft? Obviously, you could take any one of Ohio State's five-star guys that they have on their team, but none of them at this moment play. Well, I guess they have a backup or two that play quarterback, but you're doing a what-if in that situation. Like, how high is Drew Aller the first guy off the board in the Big Ten draft?
Dylon's probably lowest floor, highest ceiling.
Lowest floor? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, lower than some guys because he's never played, you know.
A floor hasn't been established.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm with you on that. But, I mean, you generally know what you're going to get. Why wouldn't you want a five-star quarterback? Mm-hmm. Was coming.
I feel confident he earned a lot of, if not all of, those stars.
Man, let's put a pin in that and wait a couple weeks and see where we end up on that idea. Anyway, the TV draft is today. That's right. The networks and Michael Mulvihill, who has insights and analytics for Fox and Fox Sports and Tubi. Said this on Twitter this morning, more fascinating than ever with three networks choosing games of the 18 schools. Derek Crocker and Ryan Kassoff are running the war room for Fox. So there's Fox, and I'm sure this has been written about, but like, how does it work exactly? Since Fox owns so much of the Big Ten and they have their tier one rights, like, do they get first pick like every week? You know, like does it go week by week, or do we just take a landscape of all the biggest games and, you know, put them in there, and then they go one by one kind of down the line? What's the order of this thing? Like, basically what I'm saying is we need way more information on this than we currently have.
Is it week by week?
That's what I'm asking. Like, is it week by week, or do we just put all the games into a big pile, all the big games into a big pile,
and then just
draft them off from there? Yeah. I mean, like, obviously if you do it from the entire year standpoint, which I think that's the way they go. Like, you just take, here's the biggest games, they're in a pool, and let's draft them. But that would, I don't know. So it would be Ohio State, Michigan, number one. You know, Texas, Michigan, obviously it would be pretty big. Ohio State and Oregon would obviously be pretty big. Those are like super big. Those games will all be on Fox. So it wouldn't make sense to say, you know, in retrospect, to do the draft where it's like, yeah, all the biggest games go in and then they draft them, because all those games are going to be on Fox, which would mean those other networks wouldn't have had the opportunity to pick. So I it's weighted for Fox in some sort of way. So it would make a lot of sense to do it week by week. Basically what I'm saying is we need way more details on this than we currently have. And yes, we need to televise this. Peter Schrager commented on the tweet. Peter Schrager, of
Celebrity
Good Morning
Jeopardy.
Football and of Celebrity Jeopardy and of, I didn't even know this. He's a senior national writer for FoxSports.com. I just see him on TV wearing his Kansas City shirts all the time. He says, televise this. It's growing. It spreads.
Welcome to the Big East, Schrager.
It spreads. As John Rothstein always says, it spreads. So people asking many questions and about the details of this in the replies to this, nobody's getting any answers. Nobody's getting any answers. We'll just see the result of it at the end. We'll just see, oh, okay, this is what games are on what network. My guess is we'll start to hear leaks about it, whether it's today or I would imagine that this happens over a period of time, like a day or two or three or a week or something like that. And then you just you start to get leaks and you start to get leaks and you figure out your fate for the 2024 season. They have to have a slack. They must be slacking each other. They must be.
Now, I guess I would take a long read from The Athletic or something like that.
I think we've got something like that before.
If we're gonna compromise. But come on, cowards, let's do this.
I agree, man. Why not?
This is red meat for us here in the Midwest in May.
It really is. And I mean, it's an event. We love events. Now, like I said, people are gonna get their feelings hurt. That's okay.
Don't care.
I mean, Rutgers. You know, it'd be funny, it'd be hilarious to watch the, you know, the poor Peacock representative say, all right, what do we got here? I guess we'll take Maryland and Purdue. Okay. Maryland and Purdue.
BTN guys. Yeah. Yes, we get Rutgers, Michigan State.
Yeah, and a lot of those games won't be decided until like later on, you know, because those are the flex states. So we're in the period of time right now where we're just picking like the biggest games of the year. I'm curious in the process of which games get included into those categories. Is it just a pot of all the games and then you select from the giant pot, or is it only like here is 25 of them that we have pre-selected and we'll just draft those as we go? With it heavily weighted, of course, to Fox. Put it on television, like you said, Josh, you cowards. And I eagerly look forward to all the results, including, of course, Nebraska and Colorado, Saturday, September 7th. I would imagine that we'll get, we already know that Nebraska and Iowa is going to be on Black Friday. We're probably looking for a TV network on that one. I would imagine that CBS would probably, you know, shoot for that one again. It's been a huge winner for BTN in the past, that game has. And then you have, you know, Nebraska-Wisconsin is a big brand game. Nebraska-USC is a big brand game. Nebraska-UCLA is a big brand game. Nebraska-Ohio State is a big brand game. Might we know all of those by the end of, you know, say next week, Memorial Day or
or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it just depends on which ones get thrown into the cauldron of games that could be selected at this draft. But we eagerly await Nebraska and Colorado. Travis writes in.
Hi, Travis.
On YouTube. He says, I believe they draft the week. So from there, they get first choice from that week's slate. I think that's what I've heard previously, read previously, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've heard it both ways. It's never been. Basically, I think what we're getting to is the reason why this isn't televised is because it's a very, very inexact science, and there's probably some concessions given up from time to time as a contain. And you have to, like, you have to know a lot of information going in, what the contracts stipulate and stuff like that. Also, remember,
I'd love a draft day trade.
I always throw this in there too. Yeah, that'd be funny. Like, NBC kind of got screwed last year. NBC and CBS kind of got screwed last year because ESPN was still in. Mm-hmm. They were still looped in before their full transition over to the SEC. Now they're not. So will they get any back pay on the back end, aka right here, in 2024, where it's like, yeah, this game would have been Big Noon Fox, but we'll throw you a bone, NBC. Here's for all your troubles. Take this beautiful, juicy game and put it at 6:30 on your network.
Almost assuredly, they'll each get one, right?
Maybe. But also keep in mind, there's more inventory this year. Mm-hmm. People forget, Josh, there's 18 teams in the Big Ten now. When Oregon and Washington play each other, that'll be under the Big Ten's umbrella. When USC and UCLA play each other, that'll be under the Big Ten's umbrella. So maybe that makes it so, all those games that I just mentioned for Nebraska, the Wisconsin, the Iowa. Now, the Iowa's kind of a primetime one-off thing because it's on a holiday. So that'll be a one-off. Of course, every year they'll decide that. But, like, I don't know. How many – you'll have a good idea. And honestly, you could look at this way big picture, and we think about what brands mean in college football now, how big your brand is as we are – I am constantly in a state of concern about whenever Ohio State says, actually, why are we getting paid the same amount of money as Rutgers? And they just, they blow everybody else off and say, I would like for you to pay us what we deserve in comparison to some of our opponents. We shouldn't be in our own conference. We shouldn't be making the same amount of money. So that when that doomsday comes, your brand is going to matter. Because that'll decide kind of who gets the prime positioning in whatever the next version of college football probably looks like. What that actually is, what it looks like, the shape of it, I have no idea. But there's no doubt about it, your brand means more than it ever has because it's run by television networks and they have invested a lot of money into the Big Ten, into the SEC, if you're ESPN, in these properties. And so you get a really good the draft, while we make fun of it and say it should be on TV, and it's sort of this fun and interesting, weird thing, almost like Joey's schedule prediction of the NFL. In this case, it actually means something because you get to figure out, all right, how strong is Nebraska's brand according to the television networks, and how many Ohio State games are going to be drafted in the amongst the quote unquote biggest games of the year when we find out the results of this? A lot of them. They're going to be fighting over Ohio State games a lot of Michigan games, a lot of probably Oregon games, right? And then where does it go from there? Penn State, Nebraska, Washington, USC, UCLA, Wisconsin, Iowa, right? Like, they're kind of all mixed up in that mush there. So you get to find out, what do they think of us? And that's primarily the reason that I wouldn't be on TV.
And now Nebraska has a quarterback.
The TV networks, aka the big bosses, don't actually want to tell people what they think of them. They just want to give people the results. It's like, here it is. They don't have to explain themselves.
What if that's all they did?
What do you mean?
Big Shoes Commissioner Man gets to the podium and just announces week one television slate will be as follows.
I think they do a scheduled release show.
No, that's not what I want.
Okay.
I want.
How is this different?
I want somebody from Fox saying, Texas, Michigan.
You want somebody from Fox to announce it?
Yeah, and then someone from CBS says,
oh, okay.
Well, we went Nebraska, Colorado.
Okay, that could be a little bit different than the format of what we're currently
like, okay, we're not going to get your thought process. That's fine, but.
Yeah. Well,
cowards.
From the text line from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Poll question, is it time to change the conference name to the Big Ten? I've seen some people speculating on changing names of the conferences over the last couple of weeks, given that it makes little sense. I mean, I guess the SEC still makes sense, right? It's still technically the Southeastern Conference. Most of the teams are in the quote-unquote Southeast.
You got to be careful, though. If you name it the Big Ten, Drake is going to come coming.
What's up? Okay, I don't get that one. That one went over my head, Josh.
Kendrick Lamar accused Drake of liking teenagers, like the bad kind of teenagers.
Like early teenagers?
Yes.
Okay.
Tweens, if you will.
Oh, that's not good. That's quite the accusation, Josh.
It is. It's why he won.
It's quite the accusation. But is it true?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But yes, you will notice how the Big Ten's called the Big Ten, and there's 18 teams mm-hmm. in it. They're not changing the name of the Big Ten, by the way.
Seems silly.
No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to change the name of the Big Ten. They're not going to change the name of the SEC. The brands are already too much there. The right. only way that those things change or they get wiped off the face of the earth is if everybody comes together and they have to decide, you know, what the future of college football looks like, and all those people are paid out handsomely for their long, long work.
The Big Ten.
Jim Delaney would not stand for this.
That's right. The Big Ten is a nod to our Midwestern roots. We would never change the name.
Exactly. They sound exactly like that, Josh.
Thank you.
So that's all happening right before our eyes today, and we'll find out the results of it as we go forward. But just make sure you put Nebraska and Colorado during the nighttime so we can make it nasty.
Nasty.
We can make it nasty, that's for sure. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. A couple good baseball announcer moments last night that we will be getting to during the show. Also, the thing that we mentioned in the crossover, the new change, and I mean, really, I think big deal happening in college basketball this upcoming year. We also have Nebraska Lions out, Shedeur Sanders releasing a rap single. Mitch Sherman will join at the bottom of the hour. There's so much more to come on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.